everyone. Welcome to Why Am I Reading This? This is Chastity.
And this is Andrea. And we're here to talk about Legends and Lattes.
So Legends and Lattes will be our first book for a first episode.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yeah, we decided to start a podcast where we get to read the questionable books that we've always wanted an excuse to read, and we gave it to ourselves because we deserve it.
Yes. And not only that, but we are kind of starting out with one that isn't super weird. It's become kind of mainstream, dare I say, via book talk.
Yeah, I would say it's definitely normalized. Well, normalized isn't quite the word, but I mean, like I was just saying to Andrea before we officially started recording, which is, what did I even say? What did I say? I was proud of it, too.
It's where a book talk and cringe talk meet.
Oh, yeah. Where book talk and cringe talk collide. Why am I reading this?
Yeah. This is probably going to be one of, like, the most normal of the ones that we're going to do. Because, man, we have found some offbeat stuff.
There's some weird fucking books out there. Like, oh, my God.
We're going to read them all.
I was going to say, are we going to curse? No, we're going to be reading smut. Of course we're going to curse. Okay.
Yeah. I almost cursed, and then I was like,
No, we're going to be talking about, like, a haunted vagina eventually, so.
Yeah, that's going to be a few down the road, so spoiler alert, everybody.
Yeah, there are some crazy, wild-ass books out there, but I don't know, man. Seeing a story about an orc who wants to just drink coffee and eat pussy was a great, just slow... slow build.
Ooh,
into
way to just jump right in there.
Oh, sorry, was that not obvious according to book talk? I mean
I am not much on book talk.
Oh my God.
I had to talk to my author sister to find out that this was actually relatively a mainstream book, but like as a concept it is kind of weird.
It is,
right?
No, definitely.
Yeah,
I mean, like, let's just, like, get into it with introducing the book of, it was, you know how, like, Minecraft is, like, a really calm game, and then, like, Stardew Valley is, like, a calm, cozy, like, life sim. This book was very calm, cozy, just, it didn't feel like a normal adventure book, so it was weird.
I guess when you're in like a D&D type world and the adventure is let's open a coffee shop, like, that's where it gets a little offbeat.
It was a little offbeat. Plus they kept on blaming the gnomes for all of the coffee making, which is like, wow, yes. Guys, great. I guess like wish away of explaining how these things exist.
Well, I mean, it's either gnomish or dwarvish in, like, every place ever when there's technology in some sort of fantasy RPG.
That is true. God, I totally forgot about, like, the creepy dwarven, like, robots from, was it Skyrim? Oh, God, it was.
Yes.
Ah!
Oh, my God, all the Dwemer stuff.
Yes. Ah. That's honestly, when they described the coffee machine of this book, that's kind of what I was picturing.
A little bit, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was the idea.
So let's back up a little bit and let's talk about first and foremost. Well, not first and foremost, because we already skipped ahead a bit, but let's talk about the cover of this book. I'm going to go ahead.
Yeah,
and
let's judge this book by its cover.
Can we call this section? Let's judge the book by the cover. Ding.
I like the jingle. I might have to make that a thing.
Oh my God, please.
By the way, for those of you who don't know, my day job is as a musician, so that's why I'm like, yes, I can do composing things. I want to do this because I'm a weirdo like that.
Do the music.
Do the music.
Actually,
there will also be an absurd amount of singing.
Oh, there's going to be so much random singing between the two of us. The fun fact about this podcast is the reason we got to know each other so well is Andrea actually was my music teacher for a hot minute. Those were good days. We literally had like weekly days to just talk to. Oh, we're doing it again.
We're doing it. And you don't have to pay me. Yeah. I'm not whoring myself for your attention.
Yeah, I made it.
Yes. Friendship achieved.
That's how you know it's true friendship, is when you don't have to pay each other to be around each other.
How sweet.
Oh, I'm dying.
Oh, man.
Okay, back to the book. Back to the cover.
Yes.
Now, did you see the cover? Because I know you listened to the audiobook.
Yes. Luckily, I did get a chance to look at the cover. Okay. And, I mean, let's describe it to the people who have not seen this.
Yeah, it's actually a really cute cover. The cover is 100% what got me to read this book. Because it was on display in Borders. What bookstore still exists? Is it Borders?
Barnes and Noble.
Woo! I aged my...
Borders went out of business like 10 years ago.
Oh my God. Time isn't real.
It's all a construct.
So anyway,
but yes, at the Barnes and Noble.
At the Barnes and Noble. This was front-facing. And the first thing I literally saw was Green Lady and Red Lady are giving each other sex eyes while covered by, like, crumpets and coffee. And I was like, oh my God. I want to watch them scissor.
I love the fact that you thought that they were giving each other sex eyes.
They are. Look at them.
I thought they were just being, like, you know, kind of cheeky with each other. I didn't think it was, like, a sex thing.
Oh.
But then again, my little like, gray ace brain is like, no, they're just friends.
Meanwhile, my lesbian brain is like, they want to yuck. They want to yuck real bad.
Yeah, but just as a general, like, description, aside from just the fact that there's Green Lady and Red Lady, they are back-to-back and kind of looking over their shoulders at each other. And I don't know, like, just as a cover, it kind of, at least from what I saw, was, it just sort of looks like a typical, like, almost like a buddy comedy kind of cover-looking thing.
Yeah, I could totally see the, like, the buddy comedy. Like, kind of like if it's, like, if two people from Friends were in, like, Faerun and selling coffee.
Yeah. So, you know, it kind of hits that little bit of nostalgia for us, you know, 90s babies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, like on the Disney Channel when they, like, have two girls, like, lean back on each other. Like, yeah, this is the Disney Channel.
Like, they just need to, like... Yeah, they need to draw the Mickey in the back.
Hey, Mouse, do not come sue us.
That's true. I shouldn't have said that.
Anyway, so they're leaning they're leaning towards each other. They're in a very cute wooden... I just noticed you can see the sign.
Oh!
I never noticed that.
Well, there you go.
But no, they're in a very cute, like, wooden medieval... area, and in the background you can see some sort of golden looking dwarven contraption, and there's pies and Swiss rolls and coffee around them.
Oh my God. Yeah, this whole book made me so hungry.
So hungry. For sweets. For sweets, yes. Specifically. No, yeah, one thing that did shock me about this cover in particular was I figured that it was a half-orc and a tiefling because they're such common, tieflings are common these days, what am I kidding? But, like, those are common, you know, starter races. And then the fact that Viv, the main character, is just flat-out an orc, and then that Tendri is a succubus... I was
which was a little unexpected.
Yeah, it really was. I really liked that.
Me too, especially because, like, and I know we're sort of jumping ahead into a little bit more of the spoilery section, but I loved the fact that it was sort of like she was trying to hide her nature.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah.
Because like I said, yeah, I thought she was just a tiefling and then it was like, and I was like, oh. Oh yeah. And this little succubus on this cover is wearing a big old puffy sweater. And that's adorable.
That's right. Yes. Because they mentioned that.
Mm-hmm. They mention her sweater quite a few times. Mm-hmm. And there she is in it.
Which is so like cozy and cute.
It's very cozy cute. It's very like cutesy queer, like good feels. Love.
She is the adorable bisexual as opposed to the chaotic bisexual.
Oh yes, so she's my opposite. Gotcha.
She is the one that I want to give like a cup of hot cocoa and just like wrap her up in blankets and save her from the world. Like just adorable.
Just love so her forever. Oh
yes. Yeah, our sweet little red succubus baby.
Oh, she really did end up being a sweet succubus baby. Well, from there, let's go on to a spoiler-free synopsis, and then after that, we can get into the nitty-gritty of it all. How does that sound?
All right.
So
that sounds great to me.
Right? So a spoiler-free synopsis. I mean, we've kind of already covered it's...
I mean, the tagline of this book is, like, low stakes something? High fantasy with low stakes?
Yeah, high fantasy and low stakes.
Yeah. Does the back of your book have a synopsis on it?
It does.
Would you like to read that for us?
I will read it. It says, after a lifetime of bounties and bloodshed, Viv is hanging up her sword for the last time. The battle-weary orc aims to start fresh, opening the first ever coffee shop in the city of Thune. But rivals old and new stand in the way of success, not to mention the fact that no one has the faintest idea what coffee actually is. If Viv wants to put the blade behind her and make her plans a reality, she won't be able to go it alone. But the true rewards of the uncharted path are the travelers you meet along the way. And whether drawn together by ancient magic, a flaky pastry, or a freshly brewed cup, they may become partners, family, or something deeper than she ever could have dreamed.
So there you go. That is, I think, kind of neatly wraps up what a spoiler-free synopsis would be.
I agree. Definitely a spoiler-free synopsis leaves out, I think that's a great way to describe it. It's a cute... Oh, I need to get to this when we go into the spoilers, but I will wait. I just noticed something on the back of the cover. But no, it's a very cute...
Ooh, I haven't seen the back.
We gotta wait.
Okay, all right. I'm excited. You'll have to show me.
But no, it is this... Like I said earlier, it's just a really feel-good book. Where, like, when I was reading it, I had to, like... lay down and be comfy and cozy. Like it's the same experience I get out of playing Stardew Valley. It's just so very low stakes.
Yeah. It's nice to read about fantasy creatures like orcs and succubi and rat folk and whatever and not have it be life or death.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? It is a little bit strange reading about these people just like going about their daily lives.
Yeah.
It's a little bit odd just because we're so not used to it, but it's nice.
It is so, it's such a change. It's those episodes in anime where they just go to the beach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or like watching a Studio Ghibli movie.
Yes, exactly. Oh my God. Exactly.
It's finding interesting stories in the mundane.
Mm-hmm. That is exactly it.
Oh. Yeah. And it was really refreshing.
Incredibly. It really brought brightness to my week while I was reading it. So, I mean, we'll get to suggestions, but I mean, I do suggest it. So.
Yes.
So let's go ahead and go into spoiler territory.
Let's do it.
Okay, well, warning to you listeners, if you don't want to hear spoilers, stop and No, you know what?
Just go read it.
Yeah, go read it and then come back.
No, no, no. Stay here. Stay here. Just click ahead like a few minutes.
Yeah, skip. Yeah, skip to a part where we're definitely not talking about spoilers anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, for my first spoiler isn't even huge, okay? So I picked up this book thinking it was going to be about spicy, slow-burning, lovey-dovey lesbians, okay? I expected to completely fall in love with these two female characters, okay? Imagine my fucking surprise when the two main men of this story steal my heart away in both of their lack of ever talking. Because neither of them talk a lot.
That's so I'm assuming it's Thimble and
Calamity.
Oh my god. Yes, Cal.
Mm-hmm. So Calamity, aka Cal, was he a brownie? What was he?
A hob.
Every time he was in there and every time he'd go, I like was picturing Geralt of motherfucking Rivia, like masculine, muscle bound, beautiful. And then they would mention how tiny he was. And I'm like, huh, a short King Geralt. Okay. I can deal with this.
Small child, small baby.
Small baby
Geralt. Oh my God. That's funny.
I know you. So yeah, you listened to the audiobook, mm-hmm. didn't you?
Yes, and for anybody who doesn't know, the author, Travis Baldry, actually is a voice actor. So he read the audiobook for his own book.
I love that.
So the way that he voices Cal, all I can think of is like grumpy little old man.
Not my king!
Like, complete opposite. A complete opposite from what you were thinking.
No!
But like, I'm trying to think of like a character that I could reference, but I don't know. Like just little grumpy goblin type.
No.
And just like
no. Oh god, my heart is dying.
I'm so sorry to ruin that for you.
Like I was like just picturing like Geralt of Rivia, but like with his legs cut off, I guess, or something.
Oh my god.
Well, he has to be dying.
Only a mere flesh wound.
But
that's funny.
And then the other love of my life
and then like
ended up being Thimble, because Thimble was like the best surprise of this book. Like,
yeah.
For those listening, Thimble ended up being a rat folk. And he is literally a character that just appears and then like a chapter later, he is a named character. And I'm in love with him. And every time they describe his little paws, like rubbing, like him rubbing his tiny paws, I just could perfectly picture a tiny rat rubbing their paws together.
Yeah. And like he's kind of addicted to lattes. And I could just imagine him with this giant mug, like.
Making
just the cutest. And of course the fact that he's a baker too is just like, we love you so much.
Not even a baker. He is like the baker.
That's true. He is the baker.
Like he is the chosen one of bakers.
I want that cinnamon roll.
Bruh.
I want it.
I do too. I'm not even a huge cinnamon roll fan. And I wanted that cinnamon.
I am. I am a cinnamon whore. And I want that in my mouth.
Oh, that became serious business. Right in your mouth? Oh, no.
In my mouth. Oh. With like an horchata on the side. Like, nah. Give to me.
Yes.
You're welcome.
I need that as well. Mm-hmm. I gotta ask, what voice did he use for Thimble in the audiobook?
Very airy, kind of raspy almost.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, latte.
Oh, very.
Like, he almost, like, doesn't, very, very soft and small and just like, yes, thing. It's so cute.
Interesting. So the way I, like, mentally heard it was a, like, mm-hmm. like a squeak of a voice that was, like, kind of like nails on the chalkboard, but not, like, really badly. So in a lot of media, when, like, you hear, like, rat-like people, they have those, like, I wonder if I can even do it. I want, like, no, I, there's no, I can't even think of how to do it. Nope, I can't, I
kind of tend to think of that, like,
but like, a lot more like that, you know, oh. with the more gravel and, like, it's scritchy and, like, so scritchy.
Interesting.
And, like, so I pictured him with this, like, awful voice, and that's why he barely spoke, because he's this adorable, perfect little being that I want to protect with my life.
Yeah, no, the voice he was given was just kind of, like, small and, like, almost like somebody who doesn't use their voice very much. So they, like, almost like their vocal cords have forgotten how to connect. And they just kind of talk like this. And it was so precious.
I need to put him in my pocket for forever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yes, Mr. Baldry making us fall in love with secondary characters.
Oh my God, by so much. Also, he made me fall in love with men. Men! Why?
The men's.
There are two perfectly, very attractive sounding women, and I wanted the men.
Yeah, when you first told me about this book and you were like, yes, and lesbians, I was like, I beg your pardon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What?
Yes.
There's lesbians? What is happening? I mean, yes, give, but please also give. What?
Well, and then the book psyched me out because the lesbian, like, relationship is super slow building.
There was your slow burn, babe.
Uh-huh. Like, well, I got to a part where I was like, did I lie to Andrea? Did I lie to her?
Honestly, I thought you might have a little bit too, but then, like, it, like, sneaks in right at the end.
Right at the end.
Yeah, and I was like, oh,
it happened. You.
Yeah. Trauma bonding and shit.
Well, that'll last forever.
There you go.
No, and, like, I got to a point, like, near the middle of the book where, like, if they so much as, like, touched each other, I'm like, huh? Is this it? Is this when it?
And then,
like,
is it this time?
Yeah. And then nothing would happen. And I'd be like, fuck. They're just friends?
Well, and, like, yeah. Gross. I know, right? But then, like, because it's semi from Viv's point of view.
Yeah.
It's that, like, limited third person, right? So, you know, it makes sense because Viv is that oblivious.
Yeah.
And I kind of dug that.
I did too, especially when Tendri made the comment of people don't see what they have, even if it's right in front of them. And Viv was like, huh.
Yep. Oh, you mean me?
Huh? What?
Yeah. And as a fellow oblivious person, I loved that so much.
You were like, I relate.
It is a miracle that I'm married because I am oblivious. I have no idea.
Well, okay, so this is all making sense because I know your husband is flat out like, you! I like you!
Yes.
And it worked out perfect.
The ass grabbiest.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was zero doubt, which is good because my dumb brain is just like, I don't know. Do you like me? I can't tell.
You're that person that got married and then, like, 3 years down the line, you're like, do you like me? And your husband's like, I married you. Yeah, but, like, do you like me?
I just want to make sure. You like me, right? Please? Yeah.
You're that comic strip that's the, do you like me? Do you like me? Do you like me? Do you like me? So do we think that we should...
The wreck.
Yeah, do we think we should convince our listeners, you know, these people, you, should you read this?
You folks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not going to give a straight yeah. I'm going to give a only yes if. So my only...
Okay, hit me.
My only yes if is if someone likes a very slow... Nope, we need to go back. We need to rewind. I forgot another thing. I forgot the back thing.
Oh, the thing on the back! Yeah, you gotta tell me. What's up?
Okay, so for since we started reading this, the only image we had of Thimble, the love of our life, in our minds... There's our boy. There he is. Shut right up. There. He's got his little hands together.
Hello, baby. Of course he does. You know he walks like that.
I walk like that.
Like, he must.
We walk like, all of us walk like little T-Rexes.
Uh-huh. Oh my God. It's the neurodivergent thing.
It's the neurodivergent T. Oh my God. He's neurodivergent. Thimble's neurodivergent. Oh my. He's our boy.
Oh my God. That's why we love him so much.
His hyperfixation is baking.
Yes. And he's got major social anxiety.
Oh my God.
And maybe he might actually have selective mutism.
He does. Especially when an annoying neighbor would come over and talk and he would only try to use his hands.
Mm-hmm.
That's our boy.
I love this so much.
This is our boy.
There you go. So if you're neurodivergent and you want to fall in love with a little rat folk, this is your chance.
This is your chance. Okay, back to the convincing. What was I saying? Oh, right.
Yeah. But actually, sorry, quick before we go there, because we've actually missed a little bit. We just got off on talking about a couple characters. So based on what we were expecting, did it meet your expectations?
No.
Ooh. Good way or bad way?
Pleasantly surprised way. Mm. So like, because remember when I was, like shipping this to you, when I was trying to get you to, you know, want to read this, the way I described it was like lesbians and coffee. And... This was more of a like story of friendships and coffee, and the friendship eventually became love, and it happened to be two women.
Yeah.
So, and I was expecting smut. I was
gotcha.
I was expecting like, you know, her kiss burned my lips, that of a coffee cup in the morning.
Gotcha. Yeah. I don't know. For my part, like, I was sort of along the same lines, I think, because you sort of set me up for certain things.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. Because, I mean, honestly, I came into this completely blind. I didn't even get a chance to read the back of the book because I did an audiobook. So, but I kind of liked... The whole thing with the, I just lost the name of it, the stone, where it was like, it was something that was already going to come, you know, it attracts the things.
Yeah.
That, you know.
I liked that. I really liked how the stone just brings you what you would have already brought to yourself, but it brings it tenfold. Like, that was a very beautiful way to be like, Viv deserved this all along. It's the one piece when it's friendship all along.
There we go. The success was in you all along.
All along.
Yeah. But yeah, no, definitely.
If you hear snoring, that's my dog, and I'm sorry. Oh, Morty.
Hi, Morty.
I love how we got this far into talking about this
book. Oh, baby.
Look at the Morty baby.
Yes.
But I love how we got this far into talking about this book, and we have yet to even mention the magic stone until now.
Yeah, I thought I would maybe slide that in.
Oh, look at you.
Oh.
So sly.
I do my best. But yeah, so, I mean, for a little bit better synopsis other than us just gushing about the characters, the Scalbard? Is that what it's called?
I don't know. It was fancy rock. from a skull.
Something. Fancy rock that comes out of a monster. Mm-hmm. That Viv, it actually starts with her killing the beast that contains this stone. And she essentially just ditches her party.
She really like, just kind of fucks off. She's like, bye.
Not even bye. It's just like, if I say anything to you, I'm going to not want to leave. It's like, calm down. Even though, little headcanon moment here, Viv and Galena.
They were dating, right?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Must have been.
Like, and Viv just up, like, she's, Viv's a fuckboy. Viv is a fuckboy. She got what she wanted, which was this rock, and she doesn't even break up with her girlfriend. She's just like, peace, and like, you know, bounces out. Like, she's a fucking fuckboy.
Well, here's the thing, though. Because we know, canonically, Viv is oblivious. I think there was a little spark there, but she didn't really realize it.
Yeah, that's probably the actual...
But, like, she was... Yeah, like you know, she had the fifis. Just a little bit. But that was why she was like, well, if I say something, I'm not going to want to leave, and then I won't be fulfilling my dream, and blah.
Yeah.
You know.
That makes me think, Viv has a short fetish. Because Galena was a gnome, wasn't she? And...
Yep.
And every single person, like the only not super short person she hires is, of course, Tendri, her new girlfriend. But like the ratkin, the, God, what is he again?
The hob.
Like, she has a thing for extra short people. It, never mind the fact that she is an orc who towers over everyone. She's like, nah, let's get him real tiny.
Yeah. I'm like, really? It seems like everyone is small to her.
True.
You know? So it's kind of hard to equate that, but I can see what you're saying.
Short fetish. She'd love me.
But yeah, so she, Viv fucks off and goes to this place where she's been researching and decides that this is the place because there's some ley lines underneath this shop. And it was an old livery.
What the fuck is a livery?
And she hires Cal and... Oh, it's where you keep a de horses. It's like a stable, but not quite.
So why don't they call it a stable?
I know there's a difference. I just don't know what it is. Let's find out. Let's look.
The entire time they kept saying livery. I'm like, I'm too lazy to look up what this is.
Okay, so livery. Or livery stables are stables that are owned privately and opened up to other horse owners as a place to keep their horse in return for a weekly or monthly fee. And I believe a stable is like their permanent living situation. Hold on. Still looking. Livery is a service that provides horses a place to stay, food, and care. Unlike stables, livery services are usually offered to horse owners who do not have their own facilities.
Oh, so it's like if I bought a horse, like...
So there you go.
Like, if I bought a horse right now, I'd have to go find a livery for my horse to live in.
Correct.
Okay.
Hence, livery.
Oh my God!
Etymology. I don't know if that's actually how that particular one works.
Nope, I'm accepting it.
It helps you remember.
That's gotta be it. And if it's not it,
accepted?
We need to make it it. We need to go back in time and be like, no.
But anyway.
The Hosies live here, so it is livery.
Yes. It is not a stable home. Anyway. With their families.
Oh my. It's like, I'm from a broken home. My mama and papa kicked me out when I was 2, and they wanted to make me glue, so can I live here? Because I can't live in this stable. There's no stability for me.
Oh my God. Wow. Yeah.
I found the new character for his next book.
Just this, like, poor centaur baby who's like, I have to buy delivery or I can live. Oh my God. We are broken. What is happening?
It's so true.
Oh, boy. Can you tell that we're both neurodivergent? We cannot talk in a straight line.
Oh, no, we cannot. That, well, it, we even made ourselves a, like, format to follow.
Yeah, no. That went out the window, like, 2 minutes into this thing.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry. Sorry, listeners. We're a little extra chaotic.
Chaotic?
yeah, so she purchases a livery. She finds Cal, who's a carpenter, fixes it up. And through a series of events, hires folks to make this coffee shop a thing.
Because no one knows coffee is a thing. Coffee is relatively non-existent. Yeah. That's another thing that, like, people need to know going into this.
Yeah. And while I understand that this is partially from Viv's point of view, the one complaint I think I have about this book is the fact that coffee is described so many times.
Oh, I loved that. Like, that was... That was sex for me.
Yeah.
Like... Okay, mind you...
See, I did and I didn't.
Mind you, I would literally be drinking coffee while reading. Yeah, because I read in the mornings.
That makes sense.
So, like, I would be sitting there with, like, my either hot or iced, because the weather's been crazy, coffee, just, like, sipping it, and they'd start describing the coffee, and I'd be like, yes, that is correct.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm not a coffee drinker, but I felt like it was described so many times in not dissimilar ways.
Mm.
You know, it was almost like saying the same thing over and over again. And again, I was listening to it, so I was getting through it a lot faster, probably.
Yeah, I can totally agree with that.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's probably the only thing where I was a little bit like, oh, he's describing it again. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know. But yeah, I mean, aside from that, I thought it was a very sweet story. I liked it a lot. We've already kind of spoiled the ending.
Kind of. The fact that the girls kiss. Yeah.
Yeah. They do get together at the end due to a little bit of tragedy.
There are some, yes. Just a little bit. We'll not spoil the tragedy. How about that?
No. But speaking of things that happen, can we take a moment to talk about Amity?
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, ladies and gents, there is a dire cat.
Oh my God, I want him. Her? Him? It?
Them? I don't know. I think they were saying she.
Oh, were they saying she?
For a lot of it, but... I don't remember. But yeah, like, just sweet dire kitty.
The dire, and like, she, like, they described her as a monster so often, but like, she was just a giant cat, like, being like, no, this is mine now. This is my home.
Yeah, displace mine.
This is mine. 100%. Oh, no, she was so cute. I was really confused by her and... the gnome. The old man gnome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know if there's going to be, like, a sequel or something that explains what the fuck was going on.
There is a sequel.
Oh! Maybe it gets explained.
Mm-hmm. So, there was... Yeah, so there is a sequel. I mean, if that doesn't get explained, I'm going to be kind of pissed because, like, he's clearly doing some sort of weird timey-wimey bullshit.
Gotta be. I don't know.
And that felt,
it did feel kind of.
It felt really out of left field. Like, that was the one, like, side plot I was like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, it was weird.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, on the other hand, like, I don't know. There always seems to be that one, like, regular customer at any given store where there's, like, the store mascot just really likes them for some reason.
So right, you know? Yes.
And like, whether they're sitting there doing something kind of sus, or if it's just like they just sit there and this particular animal just like gravitates toward them, is like, yes, friend, I like you, you know, it always seems like that happens, like, no matter where you are.
It's so true. That's wild.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if that's all that is?
No, it wouldn't. I'd be mad. I'd be like, I'd be like, no.
You would probably get really mad.
Give me an explanation.
No, damn it.
I need answers.
There must be a reason. This is literature. This is not reality where things happen for no reason.
Exactly.
That's why we like fiction.
Exactly. So yeah, no. So like, for as far as what mindset people should approach, I think we're in agreement then of like cozy. Mm-hmm. Like,
if you're looking for a quick, easy read that makes you feel good, even though like there, you know, it's the trials and tribulations of life.
Yeah.
But yeah, in the end, it's very kind of warm and fuzzy. And I don't know if that's what you're going for, then this would be fabulous.
And I definitely agree with, you said that it was like a really quick read. This is a quick freaking read. Like, at some parts in the book, it was too quick because, like, some scenes were very detailed and then other scenes were like, this happened. And so it is...
Yeah, the pacing was a little bit jarring sometimes. Yeah,
so it is a very fast read because of that. But still just, you know, just nice and comfy.
And it's not a particularly small book.
Yeah, it's like average.
It's a good size. Yeah. So, you know, it feels like it goes by very quickly. It's not a super duper intellectual read. It's not something that's going to take a lot of brain power. But it's not brain candy either.
Yeah, I agree.
No, it's a nice medium. Mm-hmm. It's a nice medium.
So what would you rate this? Let's see. Out of 1 to 10.
Out of like 10?
Yeah, 1 to 10. How would you rate this book?
Personally, I would say like maybe 8, 8.5.
8.5, okay. See,
I
think I'd say a 6, only because of the pacing.
Mm-hmm. Getcha. Yeah. And maybe it was different for you having physically read it instead of listening to it.
Yeah, I really wonder if my experience would have been different had I listened to it, because it sounds like you had a grand old time with that.
I mean, I was also, like, painting and, like, trying to fix up my house while I was doing it, so...
That sounds nice.
You know, it helps pass the time.
But then again, you missed out on Geralt of Rivia with no legs fixing up the livery, so...
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
Which...
He just needs to throw a few fucks in there, and, like...
He did.
It'll be Geralt.
Every time I read, I heard the Geralt, So I was like, Short King, you can get this.
If any of you have taken a listen to this, do let us know. We would love to hear from you guys. We're working on them socials, but definitely wherever it is that you're listening to this, drop us a comment or two. Feel free to engage with other folks as well on opinions and headcanons and what have you.
Yeah, I would definitely love to hear what your guys' opinions are, especially of our two kings, Thimble and, oh my god, I just forgot his name.
And Cal.
Yeah, Calamity. His name is Calamity.
Yes, and can we just talk real quick about Calamity Coffee?
Calamity Coffee, what is going to be a great fucking name. Damn, and they passed up on that shit.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I need some Calamity in my mouth.
You need Calamity. I need some cinnamon. Just in my mouth.
Right in my mouth. All right. But yeah, guys, so we will be working on those socials. Do let us know what you think of this book. Also, probably think of, I don't know, what we just did. Like we said, we do know we were kind of all over the place, but that's... That,
we'll try to pare that down.
No, we won't.
No.
This is for us.
Lies and slander.
This is for us to.
It's true. We're just a little chaotic.
Yeah. We just want to talk about books together. Like, let's be real here.
Yeah.
But if you made it this far, thanks for listening to us.
Yeah. We hope that you enjoy a little read on a book that makes you go, why am I reading this?
And with that, I'm Chastity.
We'll see y'all next time. And I'm Andrea.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.